Head of the seven-headed dragon, and tonight we're going to be looking at something that a lot of Christians carry in their soul: hatred, and how it relates to stress, anxiety, depression. And so let's begin with a word of prayer, orienting ourselves to our study, that the Spirit can open our eyes and ears to the things that He would have us to see and hear in this study. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there are so many Christians in America and the world today that experience aspects of stress and depression. It's a multi-billion dollar industry of taking care of it with drugs and all forms of human solutions, Christian counseling, so many things that Christians buy into. So I pray, Father, that these tapes and this study will get to those who want to find their solution in what You have provided. Father, we pray Your Spirit will lead us tonight in this study. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, one night only on hatred, so let's get moving. I have a lot of ground to cover, and I do want to cover it in one lesson. No carryovers to next week. So we are at the seven-headed dragon, or the stronghold of hatred in the soul. Anger, bitterness, not properly taken care of, often leads to hate. As we will see, hatred is a character. Now listen to this. Hatred appears to be, from Scripture, a characteristic problem between Christians. Christians characteristically hate one another. The very thing that we should not be doing, characteristically, Christians will become angry and hate toward one another. Now, why? Why do Christians hate one another? Fundamentally, we're not going to be able to have time to go through all the reasons why hate, and this will touch some of these things, but fundamentally, because most Christians live under Satan's lie. And when others fail to perform according to what you have set up, hatred sets in. And remember again Satan's lie: my self-worth is made up of my performance and others' opinion of me. And when I fail, we hate one another. When they fail, we hate them. All these things start piling up inside of the soul. Most believers, especially those who are self-righteous, are in denial about hatred. Why? Because it sounds so bad, and it is. They know when they should not hate. You know you shouldn't hate someone, so we deny it. And this is exactly the problem that John deals with in the first epistle, 1 John. Believers in denial, they sin, that they hate, because we're told by God that we're not to hate, and we think of hate as so bad, so we want to deny that we hate. And this is what 1 John 1:9 and all this is all about. They have characteristically hatred throughout the epistle of John. Hatred is a sin, so they deny they hate. And many Christians do this. Oh, they call it by other names. So we need to explore this mindset of hatred. But again, our emphasis is the stronghold of hate and how it's related to stress, anxiety, and depression in the soul. As believers continue to get worse and worse, and their anger turns to hate, the stress, anxiety, depression starts swelling up in the soul, and people, you're in a red zone of danger. Now, we're not going to have time to spend an exhaustive amount of time on this head of the seven-headed dragon, or the stronghold of the soul. Just to note some of the wear that it has on our spiritual lives and how it contributes to stress, anxiety, and depression. Hatred is another part of the immune system of the flesh self. People, if you are in hatred and you're honest enough with yourself, whether you're honest to anyone else, you're honest enough to yourself to acknowledge that you hate somebody, you know that you're in the flesh, because that's what the flesh does to protect itself. Hatred is just a part of the immune system of the flesh. Now, the best place to understand hatred